we had a grammar school baseball team, and the visiting teams, when they came to Silver Lake, of course, came from the Madison Corner School. So our enemy, as we used to say, was the Madison Corner School, and of course, to the Madison Corner School, Silver Lake School was the enemy, right? But our baseball field was right across the street. It's now the home of, really, of, well, one of the linemen, Chris Lyman, I think, mm-hmm. was the location. It may have been, it was his folks. I can't really quickly recall right at the moment, but Chuck is Pat and Ellie Lyman. Okay, that used to be a pasture, an open pasture. It was not very big, and that was our baseball field. And and we had a lot of fun. And then with that, and when the high school boys came down early, and I remember this is in the late 30s, going through that school for 6 years. The high school boys, one of them was Rodney Lyman, who incidentally is the Rodney Lyman who was killed in the Second World War in Guadalcanal. He was a Marine. And he would come and pitch for us because our pitchers never had much capacity to throw the ball over the plate. And we were our own umpires. And, of course, we had some arguments about that. But we were our own umpires. And he would come home, and we loved it when he would come home and he'd get the ball in where we could hit it. You know, most of us were just, and the catcher, because we had no equipment, so the catcher was probably 15 or 18 feet behind the hitter, mm-hmm. right? And, but it was a lot of fun, of course, and we played with any numbers of kids, however many we had who wanted to play that day, played. And but that's a little experience. But really, from the first grade right on through the sixth grade, we had that experience, which I always, of course, remembered.